Banim Hariyem Kisimanim. Rav Safra's halacha that if somebody has children, Hariyem Kisimanim, it's a sign that she is already a Gedayla. So we've discussed the last 2 days, the Machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos, what Banim Hariyem Kisimanim is referring to. Tosfos says, Banim Hariyem Kisimanim is Bishas Ibor, that it's the time that a woman becomes pregnant. If she would be a Gedayla, she would not become pregnant. If she would be a Ketana, she would not become pregnant. So that pregnancy is a sign that she's a Gedayla. That's Tosfos' Shita. The Rambam Shita is that pregnancy alone is not a sign of godless. That Leida, giving birth successfully to a child, that is a sign of godless. We said that the Lashon HaGemara is very much mashma like the Rambam. Usually the Rambam is not usually the Rambam is the one that fits less into Lashon HaGemara. But here we have two Lashonis in the Gemara that are mashma like the Rambam. First of all, the Lashon Shekvar Yolda is mashma leida. And second of all, the Lashon Banim, Hariyem Kisimanim, doesn't say Ibor, Hariyu Kisimim, it says Banim, Hariyem Kisimanim. So Tosfos learns that Banim means it has to be a Bar Kayama, that Taket's Ibor, but an Ibor of a child that comes to birth, that comes to the world, that is a sign of godless. However, it's Mishas Ibor. So that even according to Tosfos, when she's pregnant, we don't know if she's a Gedayla. We have to wait and see. If she gives birth, it's a sign that the Ibor was a good Ibor. Mukiyosef has a kasha, and in order to appreciate the Reb Chaim, you have to understand the kasha. Reb Chaim is coming to answer Mukiyosef's kasha. Mukiyosef is going on a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara there talks about the knas that's given to a nara shenensa. A nara shenensa is entitled to a knas of 50 shkolim, I guess. A 50 seller, a 50 coins, that goes to the father. Shvachnu reha laviha. The knas goes to the father. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, if she's nensa as a nara, and by the time the oimid bedin, she's already a begera, she's already a full gedayla, she gets the knas. If the din Torah starts while she's a nara, then the father gets the knas. That's a halacha in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Boy Leila Rava." Rava has a shayla. What happens if she's nansa when she's a nara, and then she dies, and 6 months pass? She would have been alive. She'd be a begeres because 6 months later she becomes a gedayla. 6 months pass, and after 6 months they have a din Torah to pay the knas. Does the father get the knas? Or, what's the other choice? Now she's dead, she's not alive, she can't get the knas. So Gemara Shaila, does the father get the knas, or does her child get the knas? If it's her money, her child yarshes. If it's the father's money, then the father gets the money. So the Gemara's a Shaila, the language of the Gemara is, yesh bagar bekever, or yein bagar bekever. She's already in the kever, she's already dead. Do we say that 6 months later she gets a din by geres, and the child gets the knas? Or do we say that she's a nara forever and ever, she'll never grow up, and she died while she's a nara, and the father gets a knas? This is the shot. Gemara answers that it's impossible. You can't have a nara who dies that has a baby, that has a Vlad Kayama. There's no such mitzvah. Because a cotton doesn't give birth. We're saying a cotton doesn't, a katana can't give birth. And there's only 6 months from Nara till Vigeres. So she can't possibly, you can't have a Hechetimtza where she's going to give birth. So we have to fit into the Gemara, remember. The Gemara says it's not possible a metzias of a naro who dies and has a child. Now, I'd just like to use the board for a minute to explain to you what we're shooting at. We have this girl. She's born from Leida until 12. She turns 12. Then she becomes a Nara. And then 12 and a half, she becomes a Bageris, which is a full-fledged Gedaila. Okay, now this Nara we're talking about, she was Nemsa over here, right? It's not 12 birthday. And she died over here, right before she's 12 and a half. So we're trying to say, in this case, she's Nemsa here and Mesa here. So there's 5.5 months in between. Is it possible? The Gemara says it's impossible that she has a child. Not possible she has a child. Frekt Muki Yosef like this. He says, Leitaisis is Pashut. When you become pregnant, you become a Gedaila. You become a 12-year-old. So Taisis says, Ibor is only 12 years old. Obviously, if she became pregnant after her 12th birthday, she died before 12 and a half. Leitaisis, the Gemara is Pashut. It's not possible for her to have given birth. You can't give birth to a Vlad Chalkayam in less than 6 months. So Mamela, there's no shy hefetimsa to have a child. Like Taisis, the Gemara's Pasha, it's not possible to have a child. But like the Rambam Shita is that a Katana could become pregnant. The Rambam holds Ibor is not a sign of godless, only Leida is a sign of godless. So Ibor is possible. So Frekt in the Muki Yosef, why is it not Shaya? Maybe she became pregnant over here. She became a Mu'uberes when she was 11 and 3 quarters. And then she had a Leida over here. And here you could have a full 9 months. Like the Rambam, what's going on in the Gemara? This Muki Yosef's Kasha. She could become Mu'uberes before 12. Because Ibor is not a sign of godless, like the Rambam. And she gave birth before she died. So she could die having a child. No? It's Pashta Kasha. You could have a Eicha Timtza that she has a full 9 month pregnancy. She become pregnant when she's 11 years and 8 months old. And gave birth 9 months later, and then she died. Had a short life, but a very busy one.
Okay. What does the Rambam mean that it's not a sign of godless? He's clarifying it's not a sign of godless, meaning that even if someone is 12 and does not have simanim because of a birth, it's not a sign of godless. Isn't that what he means to say?
Well, the Rambam doesn't say the negative. The Rambam only says it the other way. The Rambam says, bonim hariyem kesimanim is meleida. In other words,
that's just the Rambam should always after 12 years of age, because post 12 years of age, there's no shayla according to the Rambam.
But a katana could become a baris like the Rambam. She just can't give birth like the Rambam. Still have a problem. This Muki Yosef's kasha. Muki Yosef asks that you have the Heicha Timtza like the Rambam. What? According to Tosfos, the Gemara says there's no Heicha Timtza, so you can't ask who gets the money because it'll never happen. So like Tosfos, if she died before 12 and a half birthday, she doesn't have children. So it doesn't matter if the father gets the money because it's the father's, or the father gets the money because he yarshins his daughter. If the daughter has no children, then he yarshins. Father's second in line to yarshin. So if she doesn't have children, there's no Shiloh. Who cares if she's an Ara or Begeris? Either way, the father gets it if she's dead. Huh? According to the Rambam, it's shayach to ask, could the child get it? What the Gemara says in Ksubis is that umima abra, is it possible? Ella, the Gemara says, Rava, you meant a different shayla. The Gemara changes the whole Rava. But the Gemara says, mima abra, can't happen. What do you mean can't happen? I'm showing you it could happen. Okay? This is the Kedekasha of the Muki Yosef. So Rav Chaim, in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, answers, he has a couple of mahalchim in answering the kasha. his first mahalach is the following, and it's important you understand the concept that he says. Rav Chaim says, now, before you ask me why, just understand what he says, and then we can ask why it should be that way. Okay, Rav Chaim says the following. He says, B'shas Leida, she becomes a Gedayla, because that's the Rambam Shita, B'shas Leida. He says, M'shas Leida, she's a Gedayla L'mafreya from the beginning of the Ibor. When she gives birth, she's a Gedayla L'mafreya from the time she became pregnant. And therefore, when she gives birth, we're going to say when she became pregnant, she was a Nara. 6 months later, she became a Bigeres. And when she gave birth, she's a Bigeres. So that it's Mishas Leida Lemafreya from Ibor. Aye, that's the same as Tysus. Tysus is the one who says it's Mishas Ibor. And Tysus says, that's the Yavlach Kayama. So, Rav Chaim, those words that we had in a different topic, that Tysus holds your Gedayla Lemafreya from the time of the Ibor. The Rambam holds that the person is only a Gedayla, listen to this, is only a Gedayla Lemafreya Mikanu Lahaba. Again, it's a complicated idea. Let me explain it, and afterwards we'll talk about why it should be this way. Rav Chaim's yisoid is certain things are lemafreya, lemafreya. Certain things are lemafreya. Let's say I sell you a house on a tanai, you do something. If I sell you a house on the tanai, you do something. When you do it, the house is sold lemafreya from the time that I said it. Right? Well, I have a bucket of grapes. And I say that what I'm afresh tomorrow should be truma from now. So I'm allowed to eat now. Because tomorrow when I'm afresh, it's l'mafreya. Meaning it's l'mafreya from now. A normal l'mafreya is totally retroactive. There are certain types of l'mafreya that are only what we call l'mafreya mekanu l'haba. Now let me tell you the case we discussed it once, was also Reb Chaim. We discussed it by Mion. By Mion, just a chazit. A girl is married off by her mother or brother when she's 10 years old. She does Mion when she's 12 years old. 11 and 3 quarters. So what do we say? Is she a grusha? No. Not a grusha. Mion is mevatel the kedusha l'mafreya. Does she have to pay back the mezainah she ate? Or if she made a neder when she was 11 years old, the mufla samach lish, she made a neder and the husband was made for it. Now she's mevatel the wedding. Should the hafara be off? The Rambam says no. The Rambam says that hafaras nedarim is not knocked off by miyun. If she made a neder and the husband knocked it off and then she does miyun, the hafara stands. The mezaina stands. The maisi adar that went to the husband stands. Why? So Reb Chaim had this idea that it's l'mafreya mikanu l'haba, which means that from the day she does miyun, any halacha tzegeh from that day into the future, it's as if she was never married. But anything that happened before then, it's as if she was married. Until the day she did miyun, it's as if she was married. It's not l'mafreya. Once she does miyun, any shaila that comes up from now to the future, it's as if she did a miyun, as if she was never married. So we split it. Lagabi shaila's in time up to the day of miyun, we say it's not l'mafreya, nedarim, I see it there, mezainis. Lagabi shaila's that have to do from the day of miyun and on, we make as if she was never married, it's l'mafreya. We split the l'mafreya. That's called, in the language of the Bnei Yeshiva, that's called Mekano Lahaba, the Lamafreya Mekano Lahaba. It's retroactive only for Shailas that are Negev from today and on. Here, Reb Chaim says the same thing. Reb Chaim says that, like the Rambam, when she was here, she became pregnant, and she gave birth. After she gives birth, we say two things. They seem to be a contradiction. We say two things. Once she gives birth, we say it's Lamafreya, that she was a Gedolah already 9 months ago, which means that the day she gives birth, she's a Vegeris, not an Arab. The day she gives birth, she pops to being a Vegeris. Why a Vegeris? She's already a Gedolah for more than 6 months. Right? The first 6 months of the Godless is an Arab. So the day she gives birth, we say, aha, she was a Gedolah already 9 months ago. The 6 months of Nara passed. So the day she gives birth, she becomes a Begeris. So from here on, any after later, it's as if she was a Gedolah Mafreya, and she becomes a Begeris. That's good. Now, what happens if during these 9 months she ate Chelav B'Shagig? Let's say she ate Chelav B'Shagig. So if she's a Gedolah, she has to be in Karmachatas. If she's a Katana, she doesn't make a carbon fat. So let's say before her 12th birthday, she became pregnant, and right after that, she ate chelav b'shagig. On that day that she ate it, if she were coming to Bezdin, what would Bezdin tell her? You're a Katana, you don't bring the carbon. Katana doesn't bring the carbon. Aisha's pregnant.
It was before she was 12 that she ate it?
Before she was 12. Once she's 12, we assume she's a Gedolah. It was check for Sarah's. Let's say she's pregnant and she's before 12. So there we have a machlokes, the Rambam and Taisus. The Rambam will say she's a Ketana. Only Leida makes her a Gedolah. So she doesn't bring a carbon. Now, of course, like Taisus, that Ibor makes her a Gedolah, she will bring a carbon. This window is the machlokes, Taisus, and the Rambam. During those 9 months, from the Ibor until she's a Gedolah, Taisus holds the Ibor itself makes her Gedolah, she'll bring the carbon. And the Rambam holds that. So any Nisnegeya from here to here, the pregnancy doesn't do anything for her. Doesn't make her a Gedolah. But once Leida makes her a Gedolah, it makes her a Gedolah, the Mafreya, as if she's already a 9 month Gedolah. So in effect, she goes from being a Ketana and jumps into being a Begeris. She never really has a single day that she's a Nara. Because she's a Ketana until she gives birth, unless she brought Shlei Saris, then she would be an Arab. But right away she jumps from Leida into being the Leida makes her a Gedolah. And from the Leida on, it's as if she was already a Gedolah 9 months ago. I hope you have what Reb Chaim is doing. It's sort of like a science fiction thing that she lives as a Ketana until this day, and then suddenly this day she becomes a Gedolah from 9 months ago. That's the way it works according to Reb Chaim. You become a Gedolah from 9 months ago, as of this minute. That's called Mekanu Lahaba, Lamafreya Mekanu Lahaba. From here and on, she becomes a Gedolah Lamafreya. That's what Chaim's aside. How does it answer the Kasha? It answers it. We ask that you can have a Leida before you become a Begeris. That was the Kasha. She can have Leida, die, and she's not a Begeris. But the Chaim, you can't. Because once she gives birth, she's automatically a Begeris. Any woman that gives birth, like the Rambam, is automatically a Begeris, because the day she gives birth to a Vasha Kayama, we say to Gloy Milsa that 9 months ago she became a Gedolah. So any Shaila has to do Mekanu Lahaba. This is Reb Chaim's Yisai of Lamafreya Mekanu Lahaba. Now don't think that every single Lamafreya Reb Chaim says is Mekanu Lahaba. Every nidain of Lamafreya as a din by itself. But we're having the second time. We had it by Miyun once before. Reb Chaim says that Lamafreya is only from now and on. And now we're having it a second time. That giving birth makes her a Gedolah, Mekanu Lahaba, as if she was, like Taisa says, from Leida. In the Mele, it's good.
This is Daf
like the Rambam. According to Taisvis, the moment she became pregnant, we consider her to be a Gedolah, but tonight that she gives birth to a Vlad Shokayom. We have to wait and see what happens. But she, from Ibur, if she'll eat Chelev, she'll be Chayev a carbon, she'll have to wait and see. She has a Vlad Shokayom. She has a Vlad Shokayom, she was a Gedolah then when she ate the Chelev. Okay? And Mashiach came according to the Rambam. No. At that time, she was only a Mulberis, and Mulberis is not a Gedolah. Then this is Rav Chaim's side.
But
Mas Shashu
was appointed the Rambam before, wasn't Mafreya. That's not called.
So it's going to have to be. That's why on the board I put the Nansa after the 12th birthday. The Nansa had to be where she was independently a Nara. She was a Nara. She brought Shaysar. She became a Nara. So. Now, the Reb Chaim shtims. Every Reb Chaim shtims. But this Reb Chaim, it's easy to see it shtims. The problem is, why would it work in such a convoluted way? Why? Now, Miyun is a Drabanan. Something we can understand. Drabanan said, do Miyun. So the whole thing's a Drabanan. They didn't want to change things now, the Mafreya. I'll have to go back and give back Mazainis and give back Masiyadah. So I can understand Drabanan made a Takana, so they made it this way. But here we're talking about a Daraisa. We have a Din Torah. We say now that the Din Torah works in such a... It seems like a queer way. Why would the Torah set things up that in such a lamdin, if you're not a lamdin, you can't understand Pashup Shani in Banim Kasimanim. According to this, what comes out, the Torah is telling you that you become a Gedolah when you give birth. But from the minute you give birth, you become a Gedolah from when you're pregnant. When you became pregnant, you didn't become a Gedolah. Just when you give birth, you became a Gedolah when you're pregnant. Well, why would the Torah set it up this way? So the maybe I would like. That I'd be happy with. She goes through Ebor, and she sees if she'll become a Gedolah. If she gives birth, she was a Gedolah all along. But that's according to Tysus, that when she gives birth, she was a Gedolah the whole 9 months. According to the Reb Chaim Shad and the Rambam, when she gives birth, she was not a Gedolah these 9 months. These 9 months, it was only Ebor, was saying she wasn't a Gedolah. She ate chalav, she doesn't bring a carbon, or what other nafkamina is there, I'm not sure. If by men, there could be nafkaminas if it was an aid on something. But whatever nafkamina there would be, for her, it's not going to be l'mafreya. These 9 months, she's zucha ktan. When she gives birth to Shilas in the future, she's a 9 month Gedolah. She goes from being Ktana to a 9 month Gedolah. Very strange. It seems to be a very strange thing. So I would like to try to be masbir a little why it may not be so strange. Yesterday we discussed some Sefer's Kasha. A normal, ordinary boy or girl who turns 12 or 13 years old. We said, like the Rambam we're talking, you need Shanim plus Shnei Saris. That's the Shitas of Rambam. You need to be 13 year olds plus Shnei Saris. So 12 years old plus Shnei Saris. Chazaka, the Rabbah says that you become immediately upon your birthday, we assume you have Shnei Saris. The question was, the Chassam Sefer was Matmiya. How is it possible? You can't the first second have Shtei Saris. The old Saris are Shuma. So new Saris, it can't be. So we understood that the Saris start to grow. When they finish growing, it's a Gloy Milsa that the Saris were godless from before. In other words, the beginning of the growing of the Seyar really will make her Gedolah when the Seyar hits the proper size. But once it hits the size, she's really a Gedolah back from before. Every Saris, if we accept the Yisoid that a person becomes Bar Mitzvah on the Shkia, on nightfall of the day of his Bar Mitzvah, if we accept such a Yisoid, which most places can accept, Mishnah Berurah passes that way, so it can only work with such a l'mafreya taka l'mafreya taka thing. If b'shas ma'isa, somebody is 13 years old, and on the 13th night of his 13th birthday, he eats chalav. So they pull him into Bezen, and they check. He doesn't have Shtei Saris. Bezen's going to say, you're potter. Yet, the Shtei Saris that are going to grow later Lamaisa are going to make him a gedolah from the beginning of the day. How does that work? So we had a tzarechin exactly how it works, but Lamaisa it seems to work that way. It's not far from the banim being kisimanim, that it works sort of in a two-stage thing. And the question is why it should be this way, but we find at least a reglayim ledavar for such an idea. You know where else we have such a thing? Let's say someone eats nevela. Someone eats a kazayis of nevela. He gets malchus, right? So someone gives, Rubi gives Shimon Asra. If you didn't, not Rubi, two Aiden. Give Shimon Asra. If you eat a kazayis of nevela, you're going to be chayiv malchus, right? Now, how much time does he get to eat it? To be chayiv malchus? You know? How much time? Kazayis, to be achilas pras. His pras, let's say, is 3 minutes. So picture what happens. A person is sitting down to eat nevela. Two people give masra. He has to eat takedei dibur of the asra. Takedei dibur of the asra, he starts eating. He's eating slowly. Kazayis is b'dechilas pras. Up to 3 minutes, it could take him to eat it. After he ate half a kazayis, is he chayav malchus? No. Not chayav malchus. 3/4 of a kazayis, not chayav malchus. When he finished the kazayis, he's chayav. But 1 minute, when he finished the kazayis, it's a long time after the asra. At the minute he finishes the kazayis, it's 2.5 minutes after the asra. Just what? We say it's chayav malchus for the whole achila. It's one achila from beginning to end. The chayav malchus comes at the end. There's one achila. At the end of the achila, he's chayav malchus from the beginning. True, right? That's the way. That's pashup pshat in Michay Malkus. Now, if you're a lamdin, you'll say that means when he finishes the kazayis, the beginning of his eating was mechayiv malkus lemafreya, but not lemafreya. When he ate it, it was mechayiv malkus. It's lemafreya mekan lahava. In effect, there are certain things that always work that way, even though the concept of retroactive mekan lahava is new. But there are certain things that we understand work that way. So Reb Chaim doesn't need me to say that he makes sense. But Lamaisa, the Reb Chaim, the idea of Lamafrei Makan al-Haba, which sounds very far-fetched, we find such a Nakuda in Dinei HaTorah for sure. Seems to be Mishnei Sairis. This is Reb Chaim's first teretz. The Saris from before Bar Mitzvah was Shuma. Those old Saris stay Shuma, the Rabbi says. The new Seir that started to grow after Shkia. A new Seir started to grow and it finished growing tomorrow. That Seir from the beginning.
It's not said that Miyad, that Shkia, that Saris started to grow.
We're going to have to say that. I don't know scientifically what to say, maybe. Reb Chaim has a second teretz, which is much easier. Reb Chaim says that Reb Zvid on the next Amid argues with Reb Safra, and because that's signed the Gemara in Ksubis like Reb Zvid, and maybe you can't ask Kasha on the Rambam Shad or Reb Safra. Rambam passes Reb Safra. I the Gemara Kedushin is different. Well, that's not like Reb Zvid. We have to figure out Reb Zvid. That's an easier way out. You don't have to have lomdis. This is one man the armor, this is another man the armor, you can't escape. That's Yashar. Another teretz, Reb Chaim says. What? Yashar. We're going to have it in a minute. We're going to learn Zvid today. The Yagzer of Safra and how it works. And we're going to say that only Rav Safra holds that you need Leida. And the Rambam is passing like Rav Safra. Kreitor Zvid. It's even Mishas Ibor. And the Gemara there will go like Rav Zvid. So maybe with that Gemara I put on the board, they'll go, is it in? It's not sure. If you make it to one of the Amrim, so it's easy. Before I finish, there's one more thing, a yediyah you should have. There is a shita that you become bar mitzvah me'es la'es, depending on what time you were born. Okay, there is such a daya that you become bar mitzvah not at sunset, but me'is leis. So that, I don't know if any of you remember what time you were born, but if it's Hashem, you'll be zechet to children, you'll remember what time they were born. And there is such a, now it's not a small shita, I'll tell you why. The shiltis holds me'is leis. The shiltis is a kadmon. The Netziv argues that if the Rishonim had seen the Shiltis, they didn't see the Shiltis. It's Rabbi Chaigayim, it's one of the Gainim. Netziv says if they had seen it, they would pasca that way. Since the Netziv was Rosh Shiva Velazhen, so it became a briska chumra to be chayshish l'chumra to the Shita that it's Me'es Leis. In other words, it's not a Shita that's Mufrach. It's a shita to be chayshish for the chumra. The shach in chayshish mishpat, I think Simon Lamed Hay, also was chayshish for the shita. The shach is gedalei apayiskim. So even though it's only a few names, but they're big names, the shiltis and the shach, that hold the chumra that a bar mitzvah is meis leis. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is that if a person is born 2 a.m., so on the bar mitzvah day, brisk, they wake up the child on his bar mitzvah night after 2 a.m. They tell him to say Kriya Shema again. Because it's possible when he said Kriya Shema, he was a cop. According to Shiltis, he was a cop. See, after 2 a.m., they wake him up and they tell him to say Kriya Shema. So this chumra is in the Me'adam Zmanim. In case you need a maramokim for it. And that same tshuva I mentioned yesterday in Chelek Vav, Kuf Chaf Dalet or so. Lamaisa, it's a shita. And the Mishnah Bura paskins from Shkia. All the regular paskin, Mishnah Bura, the Kitzur, Aruch HaShulchan, they all paskin from Shkia. There in Simon and Hay. But Lamaisa, just Lashlova saying, you should know that there's a Shita differently.
Bismila?
I don't think there's any such Shita. I've never heard of such a Shita. That's Meis Leis. Hidin HaBen is Machlekes the Magen Ram Nishach. It's the 31st day, or it's the Meis Leis 29 days and 12 hours and 45 minutes. Hidin HaBen is a Machlekes, that's why you have to wait till the 31st day to be Chayshish Shabbat Shittas. Okay, let's learn Rav Safra Rav Zavid. I'm going to ask you to go from Rav Chaim to concentrating on Pshat in the Gemara, okay? There are three mandiyomrim in the Gemara about banim kahari and kielad kisimanim. Okay, let's try to concentrate on pshat. Omer of Safra, banim hari and kisimanim. That's the bottom of your days of the days. Shita number one, banim kisimanim. Shita number two, ista amri banim adifim isimanim. Umaynaf kamina defer of Yehuda amachi yabash shachar bebanim maidim. Now this second shita banim adifim isimanim. I'm going to put away. We're not going to talk about it today because we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I want to concentrate on Rav Safra Rav Zavid. So the second sheet is Badam Adifim Misamanim, and we're going to put that aside. We won't get to it until tomorrow. Rav Zavid Amar Ein Banim Baloi Simanim. If you had children, it must be there were Shtei Saris. Ein Banim Baloi Simanim. And even Nivdaik, check, Hashina Shemanishu. Even if you check, there are no hairs, we say there were hairs, and they fell out. Ein banim b'lay simanim, according to Rav Zavid. And even the Gemara says, normally you're not Chayshish Shemanishu, here, we're Chayshish Shemanishu. What's the difference between a Safra and Rav Zavid? Here, you have to concentrate. Rav Safra said, banim asimanim. Rav Zavid said, "Ein banim b'lisimanim." In Lamdis, they're very different. Rav Safra says the children themselves are the simanim. Rav Zavid says children are nothing. Just you can't have children unless you have saris. So it must be they are saris. So in Lamdis, they're very different. Rav Safra says the child is the simon. Rav Zavid holds. The child is an indication that they are Shtei Saris, and Shtei Saris are the sin. L'halacha, what's the difference? What's the difference if I tell you The children are the simen. Or I tell you, the children indicate that they are saris, and saris are the simen. What's enough gemini? So I have here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. You have to concentrate to realize it's a machlokes. Let's say Tosfos first. Tosfos is easy. Tosfos says that light Rav Zavid, it's only a suffix godless. It's not 100% for sure. It's a suffix. Because banim indicate they are simanim. V'nivdaik, let's check. That means it's possible that there are no simanim. So Tosfos says that it could happen that banim are not simanim. The top Tosfos from Zavid Amar, in banim b'lay simanim, Omeri, Tzarf lefarish, dein ibur banim shal kayama, matzui liyais b'lay simanim. It's not matzui liyais, it's not common. Miuzim nenasu. It could happen. With the parah finivdik. The Gemara says, let's check. That means it could happen. So light Tosfos. And most Rishonim learn light Tosfos. Light Tosfos, what's the difference Rav Safra and Rav Zavid? Rav Safra says, children are simanim. Suffik? No suffik. You look at the baby. Baby's there. The baby's the simon. Light Rav Safra, it's a vadai. Light Rav Zavid, if someone has a child, it's probably, it's probable that the mother is a gedayla, because people don't have children and don't even become pregnant unless they have shtei saris. But it could happen. Could be. So here we have a machlokes Rav Safra and Rav Zavid, if it's a vadai or a safik. The Rambam paskes like Rav Safra. The Rif paskes like Rav Zavid. The Beis Shmuel and Dine Chalitza, Seder Chalitza, Sivkot Nechot Ches, says, what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina will be, if I have a woman fall to Yibum, and she has a child. Obviously not from this husband, because this husband wouldn't be chayav in Yibum if he had a child. She falls to Yibum, she has a child from before. She gave birth to a child, her first husband died, or gave her a gift. Then she got married to this man, and then the man died. She falls to Yibum. Is she a gedayla? According to the Rambam, who passes her of Safra, she's a vadei gedayla, you can do Yibum to her. Took the Bishmore. You do Yibum. She's a Chagadad. According to the Rif, it's Matsui that she's a Gadayla. She's probably a Gadayla. But don't do Yibum, just do Chalitza. Because it's possible that she's not a Gadayla. It's not Vaday that she's a Gadayla. So if you do Chalitza, you're safe either way. If you do Yibum, she might be a Ketana. If you hold it, no Yibum by Ketana, it's the way we pass it. Then you can do Yibum. So that there's a nafgamina between Rav Safra and Rav Zvid, according to Shitas Tosfos, which is Shitas HaRambam and Shitas HaRif and Shitas HaRambam VaHaRashba, they all hold that the difference between Rav Safra and Rav Zvid is this difference. Rav Safra, it's Vadai Banim Kesimanim. Rav Zvid, it's Motzoi. It's probable that Banim Asimanim. And Cheshev and Nivdaik, the Gemara says, let's be Baidik. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns differently. Tap Rashi, Ein Banim B'lay Simanim, Hayaledes Bekatnas Chazaka Hevia Simanim. So that's the same. She gives birth Bekatnas, we say she gave Simanim. Shavia simanim b'tachid beis loy tamein. Dahani simanim gemurim ninu. He says not like Tosfos that's a suffix. He says hani simanim gemurim ninu. Davade simanim. Why? The spilei l'rav zavid toichzman kalachas man linyan simen. V'leim rina shulma ninu. See this line? Rashi says spilei l'rav zavid toichzman kalachas man. It's machlekes in mesechtas nida. If a woman brings shtei saris before her 12th birthday, we paskin, that's why we're talking the whole time, shtei saris before the 12th birthday, ashuma, then nothing. But there's a man di yomar toich zman kalach zman linyan simen, who says if you bring shtei saris in the 11th year, it's not shuma, it's here. V'loy amrina shuma ninu, which means Rashi saying toich zman. Rav Zevin holds toich zman kalach zman, and therefore she brought shtei saris when she became pregnant. She's a gadaiva. Rav Sapra holds toich zman kalifnei zman, which is the machlokes of Masechtas Nida. And therefore, Shtei Saris don't prove anything. It's a Shuma. And therefore, it has to be that the Banim themselves are the Sinim. So according to Rashi, Rav Safra and Rav Zavid, there's no nafkamina la halacha between them in the case of having a child. Rav Safra holds, you have a child, you're a Gedaila. Rav Zavid holds, you have a child, you're a Gedaila. No difference. The difference is in the reason. Rav Safra holds, it's a Gedaila because the child is the Sinim. Rav Zavid holds, Shtei Saris before 12 years old, Tesman Kalachazman, and that's a Simon. That's a Machlaikis. What?
Is it Rashi saying that it's Tesman Kalachazman, Dafka, when there's a bunny?
Dafka, well, the Madyama who holds Tesman Kalachazman, though, if you look up in Nida, always.
Rashi is saying, Rashi is being made to that man Amr when there is bunny. Not that he holds like that man Amr.
Why should there be a difference?
Because usually Enachlam is a Shuma, but even Rashi, we must give it to bunny, then it's not a Shuma anymore.
You're saying is that maybe he passed against Kulaf Neizman, because that's really a maskon at the end of Gemara. And Rav Zavid is only saying here that comes because of Banim, that's different. As you said.
It doesn't come because of Banim, it's come, and Agat is also Banim, so then.
No, but then why shouldn't I say, then if I always hold here as Shuma, then here I should also say here as Shuma.
The person that stays high plus the person that has a child, obviously, it's not Shuma.
So you have to understand that you have to say the Vart that the child gives us an idea that it's not a Shuma. The child makes us know that it's a Hira. Something like that. It's just that the Mashvois of the Lashon of Rashi. So Rashi says, Sviru Lezavir, Tachzman Kalachazman. Sounds like he holds that way all the time. The words of Rashi, Sviru Lezavir, Tachzman Kalachazman, Li Yisim Olayim Shuma, they don't, sounds like it's a Shita always. The language of Rashi. It would be nice if we could make Rashi. There's a kasha, the Karen Oire is a kasha on Rashi. What does it mean, v'nivdaik? What's Pshat in the Gemara? V'nivdaik. According to Rashi, it's a vadai that yesh de saris. So what's the kasha v'nivdaik? Let's check. What's Pshat v'nivdaik? Mishlom le taisvis, it's a sophic. So the Gemara is v'nivdaik. According to Rashi, it's a little bit shver, what's v'nivdaik? If you'll test my kalachas man, you say it's a vada. I guess we'll have to say in Rashi that Rashi's moided is a muta de muta. They are muta de muta who become pregnant without saris. So you'll have to say it like Rashi. We're not chayshish for it. It's a muta de muta. But it's enough at Nivdaik that we should have to check. What? So that's the doichik. If you can say it's only a muta de muta, which by the way the Ramban says a muta de muta. If you can say it's only a muta de muta, so why do you have to be mavar? Normally we say by muta de muta, you know, you have to be mavar. What? Chazaka hivya simanim. Maybe chazaka, you do have to be mevar. The word chazaka by itself, some of you can be mevar, you have to be mevar. No. Chazaka by itself, you can be mevar, you have to be mevar. You can go by the chazaka, you can be mevar.
No matter what. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What the kasha is that Rav Zvid says that ain't banim b'lo simanim.
Right.
Right. Kasha. Why do I need banim to tell me that there was simanim? Just be nitzik. If hagufa, if the person, if the lady had simanim and simanim is never a shuma.
Right.
So v'nivdaik. Then why do you need to make?
So why don't I answer on v'nivdaik that if she didn't have children, you'd have to do bedika. But she had children and ain't banim b'lo simanim. It's a vaday. Some of meila. Why should I check? If I know for Vada, there's no reason to check.
But this is what you're saying. Why does he have to come up with some type of major breakthrough here?
If I can, because then I have to be bite. It's not comfortable to take a woman to be bite, especially a pregnant woman, to go and check for Shtei Sairis. It's not a comfortable thing to do. So I'd rather not. You know, if it came halacha l'maisa, somebody had to do it, had to be baidik. I'd much rather not.
So what are you relying on?
I'm relying on Imbar B'lai Simanim. We have such a Kabbalah, a Chazaka call it, that people don't become pregnant if they don't have Shtei Sairis.
Even if it's Nainu, you have to rely on a Chazaka.
Oh, so then you come back to that, that if you have a Chazaka and you can check, you should check. That's good. But if it's only a miyuta to miyuta, the first time a miyuta matzoi, we normally say you don't have to check. On vegetables that are less than a miyuta matzoi of bugs, you don't have to check. So it's the v'nivdaik, once you say, lightosis, it's a safik, whatever level safik. So v'nivdaik, you should check. But according to Rashi, who seems to say that it's not a safik at all, the kasha v'nivdaik is... So the Gemara says, "Honi chalaman yama chayshishin, laman yama in chayshishin meikel ameimer. If not chayshishin fell out, why don't you check? If laman yama in chayshishin, mishum tsar leida chayshishin, because the tsar giving birth. Tosis says it's lav dafka tsar leida, tsar ibor, because the tsar ibor chayshishin." One additional nakuda here. The bottom taisus on Yud Beis Amid Beis, the last line of taisus, I'm not going to get into the shakla v'tarya, but taisus, the last line says, the ilav debonim adifim isimonim mishkachas chamaisim nema'enes kagoy she'ibra ba'ambati. Taisus mentions this idea of a woman becoming pregnant ba'ambati. Now, I mentioned this to you once before on Daf Yud, that there's such a mitzias, the Gemara says in Chagiga, that a woman, Gemara says that when Besula became pregnant because she was Ibra Bambati, because she became pregnant because she went into a bathhouse and a man had been Matal Zera in the bathhouse, and somehow the Zera worked its way into her body and it caused her to become pregnant. There's such a mitzias of Ibra Bambati. The Aruch Ner here on Tosis brings a Mishnah Melech, Hilchos Ishus. The Mishnah Melech says we don't paskin like that Gemara, Ibra Bambati. And he has a whole list of places in Shas that are fakert. One is something we're going to have later in the perek. We say that a tchilas bia is not enough to make a woman pregnant. Need saif bia, full bia. Tchilas bia, which is hachnasas haTorah, it says is not enough to make a woman pregnant. Hachnasas haTorah can't make a woman pregnant, so how can Ambati? The zera is closer to the pregnancy by tchilas bia than by an abati. Also, we mentioned last time we were talking about ein isha misaberes mibia rishayna, Taisus brought, that a woman doesn't become pregnant from the first bia. Why not? Why is it worse than becoming pregnant from an abati? Also, there's another gemara. The gemara says that if a woman, an isha sish, a husband that went from medina sayam, and she becomes pregnant, she gives birth. The Gemara says up to 12 months. Normally pregnancy is 9 months, 10 months. Gemara says until 12 months if she gives birth, the child is not becheskes mamzer. But it's possible for a pregnancy to schlep up to 12 months. Once 12 months pass, it's impossible that she's pregnant from her husband. Her husband left the Medina Sayam 12 and a half months ago. The child is a vade mamzer. That's what the Gemara says. So if I defrek the Mishnah Melech, maybe she's Nisabra Bambati. If Bambati, a person doesn't become a Mamzer. So he says there's a whole list of Gemaras that we don't paskin Bambati. Dor Chaner brings this Taisus. He says it's not true. You see Taisus Nemdon, that we do paskin Ibra Bambati. We do paskin such a Mitzvah. All the Kashis. So Rosh Hashanah says what he said on Daf Yod, he says again Daf here, that Ibra Bambati is Loishchiach. Stama Zoi would not chayshish that a woman was Nisabra Bambati. In the case of Chagiga, when we checked her out, she's a Basula, there was no beer. And she's pregnant, so there we say Nisabra Bambati, there's no brainer. So we say this Abra Babati. More there talks about maybe Efshel Libal Bahatiya. Possible to be a Batiya. So Gemara says Hatiya. Lashti after this Abra Babati. So that this Abra Babati we paskin like, but it's Lo Shchiach. Taisus is only saying that's possible. Okay, so we've just about finished Barim Kisimon. Tomorrow I just want to do the Mishnah Lamelech on Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah Lamelech is Hilchas Ishes Perek Beis Halacha Beis. It's a long Mishnah Lamelech. What's Negeh to us is the first two and a half paragraphs. He talks about Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll do that tomorrow. And then the rest of this Amid, you'll see right away, the first piece of Gemara, we had Taisus on Beis Amid Aleph. So the next Gemara was brought on Taisus Beis Amid Aleph. Vashi on the Svarahi, the third Taisus. So just make sure you chazer it. The second Taisus brought the Gemara. So then we said, Lekamon Daf Yud Gimel, it was far away. Just chazer it with the Taisus and hope to do these two things tomorrow.